Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.
Today, we continue the devotional series on the 23rd Psalm. Because it's not meant just for funerals, it's meant to help us have peace in daily life in Jesus Christ. Give your storm to Jesus. He alone gives perfect peacefulness. That's the title for today's devotional. Do you feel like your personal storm is so harsh that the rain feels like needles on your skin and you can't fight it anymore? Trade your storm for Jesus' peace. He speaks peace and offers still waters, not crushing, crashing waves. Today, savor Psalm 23, verse 2 with me. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. In the New Testament, in Mark 4:39, we see Jesus can make the most turbulent of waters still and perfectly peaceful. Here it is. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush now, be still, muzzled." And the wind ceased, sank to rest as if exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. I like the way the Amplified Version put it, a perfect peacefulness. Perfect peacefulness. That's what Jesus provides. As a little girl, I just happened to write a song about that. And now as a young lady, I still believe it. I've experienced it. Peace, perfect peacefulness in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are more powerful than any storm we feel. And we thank you that in you we can have perfect peacefulness. We welcome you in our hearts. We repent and turn from our sin. We confess our desperate need for you, for your fresh cleansing, and welcome you now in our hearts. Be our Savior and Lord, and help us to experience your perfect peacefulness this week. Help us to remember that you are with us. Help us to remember to pray instead of panic. Help us to remember that you remain the same as in the biblical account that we just read. With childlike dependence, we just lean hard on you today, Lord. Thank you for being you. You are so, so good and gracious. In Jesus' name, amen. So, prayer tip of the week. Give the storm of your life to him. Let him speak peace to your soul. And share the peace of Jesus with someone else today. Even if that means texting, the quote from Psalm 23, verse 2 that we shared today. Again, take God's word for it in Psalm 23, verse 2. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. Hey, I just thought of something. You know, everybody talks about how much they want, maybe to that the grass is greener on the other side. We as Christians, no competition here. Jesus provides green pastures for every believer. He loves you the same. He loves me. I just love Jesus, and I want to remind everyone that in him we have all things. In Psalm 34, verse 10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. That's because he is so good. Just knowing him is so good. And I just wish everyone a bright, blessed week, and remember to send your prayer requests confidentially at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.